Hi, dictation for Ray Jaso, Ray Jao. Date of service is 2/7/2024. Date of birth is 4/15/1984. Date of accident 6/11/2023. The patient is here for an evaluation follow-up visit as a result of a automobile accident allegedly occurring on 6/11/2023. In this accident, patient was a restaurant driver, and he was involved in a head-on collision leading to headaches, symptoms of TBI including dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision. Pain syndrome started occupying neck and the lower back and both knees and chest, both shoulders. The patient has been a poor historian, and he always complains of too much pain. Today he report that his headaches are ongoing, 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. He has seen a neurologist and being evaluated at this time by Dr. Ryder, Olivia Ryder, and he is also seeing Dr. Larry Gross for psychiatry, who is doing bipolar investigation. He is on Invega. He's also going to a mental health institution called Rubix, R-U-B-I-X. And beside that, he's doing neuropsych therapy. His pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back is around 10, with radiation to posterior part of both legs as numbness and tingling. He complains of ongoing numbness of all the five fingers in both the hands, and he has pain in both the knees, which is almost constant and making it difficult to walk. He cannot climb upstairs or downstairs. He's an obese man with 330-pound weight, which is making his life more difficult. Currently, his pain is 10, and ADLs are affected 10, and the patient does report 50% improvement in the pain symptoms, and his ADLs, please review the chart for the ADL for system review for additional pain history for the substance abuse and compliance history. And physical examination reveals blood pressure of 141 over 82, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 1/18/2024, dictation number 0119-045. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week for now, occupying neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, with traction and massage. Patient has been advised to do aggressive exercises at home, water aerobics, heat treatment, including hydrotherapy. He remains off work. Housework replacement, transportation, case management has been ordered. Is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. Percocet 10 over 325, 15 tablets are provided for further pain relief. His meds have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and the patient is still in compliance. He was provided with a supraspinatus injection and also left prepatellar injection into the bursa, and left cordyceps injection to the tendon, and he experienced reasonable relief. He's been advised about chiropractic treatment, and also he's seeing a neurologist, and also seeing a psychiatrist. He's continuing on Celebrex, Flexeril, Protonix, Elavil, Lyrica, Furoscix, and lidocaine ointment. He's also following through with the laser treatment, and our patient is quite satisfied otherwise. Thank you.